This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. We make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and thank you for connecting with the Global Empowerment Virtual Community. And I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment prophetic gathering. This is day number 39. My. One more day in this 40-day flow. And I'm telling you, I almost do not want to leave because this has been a blessing to me, as I know it has been a blessing to you. In this empowerment community, we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And so today I want you to come on and let's connect our hearts and minds together as we activate the success mind, because I want you to affirm today that I prosper even as my soul prosper. So with that being said, let's take a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale we come to this sacred moment, this moment of now, and we sit in this moment fully awake, fully alert, fully focused. Next healing deep breath in. And as we come to that exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, we take our focus and our attention, we turn it inward, and we tap into our rich inner life of the kingdom of God within us. And we're so thankful and so grateful for all the power of God, the attributes of God, the will of God, the power and grace of God that is activated and operating right here, right now. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we're so thankful and grateful for everyone that is tuned in all over these United States of America and beyond in this virtual community. We thank you for the power and the grace that flows through this community. Father, we thank you right now that you are perfecting everything. Everything is being perfected that concerns them. And I thank you today that we do say that we are the head only and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. And we thank you for the ability that we are grasping, for the awakening of our hearts and our minds, that we are super beings in this earth realm, and we are a divine reflection of you right here, right now. And it is so. Go ahead and take one more good healing deep breath in. We are in day number 39. We have one more day in this 40-day flow, and I am going to try to really wrap these 12 keys up by tomorrow. Again, go to the Empowerment Center, elonasanders.com/EC, or you'll just see it on the website. Enroll in the Empowerment Center. All the replays are there, the notes, activation video, just a lot of good things will be there to support you and continue supporting you on your journey. We have our first digital course coming up. I'm so proud of it. It took me over a year to create this, and it's all about discovering and releasing unconscious blocks, the things that are blocking you unconsciously. And I want you to look out for that. I want that ready for tomorrow so that you can enroll. I ran into one little snagazoo with technology. It is an endless stream of things you have to learn, things you have to master, and things are forever changing. All right, with all that being said, I want to dive right in to today's message of empowerment. And we're still talking about the 12 keys of supernatural power. The writer of Matthew records Jesus the Christ as saying, "I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And I want you to allow that to take on an evolved meaning for you in this season. And this is Jesus the Christ saying, "I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom." So now we are uncovering the mysteries of the kingdom with these keys, and to know that all of this resides within your rich inner life of the kingdom of God that is within you is awesome and amazing. And we are building piece by piece that when you begin to allow these things to operate in you, you're going to see your life really change. So much is going to be different for you from this point on. Things are just going to be very different for you. So listen, beloved, where we've come from and how we were raised in our religious experience, we did not place a lot of focus or emphasis on how we were created and the awesome and amazing job that God did when he created us. We primarily focus on the spirit and the spirit man. And as far as we went with that was to know that maybe we were filled with the Holy Spirit, if that was even where you came from, a part of the doctrinal beliefs of where you came from. We knew that we were filled with the Holy Spirit. And for some, we believed that we were filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. And we knew that. We kind of tapped on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And for many people, we never even got developed enough to know that those gifts of the Spirit were available to us, you know, and there were about 18 of them altogether. I did a full teaching on that, not just the 9, a few that we usually speak about. But we never even believed that we had access to those gifts of the Holy Spirit. Pretty much we knew about the gifts of healing, the gifts of discerning of spirit, prophecy. But when it came to the other giftings, we just thought that they were for special people and that, you know, it was, you know, up to God what gifts would operate through you. But the availability of them lives within each and every one of us. So we primarily focused on that, and that was about as far as our focus was. We did a lot of concentrating on devils and demons and the powers of darkness and all of that. All right. So with that being said, it has been my assignment over the last 7-8 years to really bring these messages of empowerment, because my philosophy of deliverance has evolved into what God wants it to be. And so, you know, my philosophy of deliverance is in 3 parts. That first part is about being delivered from darkness, coming out of darkness and into light. That's the easy part. We make that transition and we focus heavily on that. I did over the past, let's say, 30 years. We were just heavy into that part. But as we began to grow and evolve and awaken, then we landed on the other 2/3, which is my focus, which is empowerment and destiny fulfillment. And so that led us to have to begin to understand and broaden our horizons as to how powerful you are and how wonderfully God created you. All right, so we talked about the 7 other keys already. We talked about the law of the spirit of life, faith, love, authority, imagination, insight, vision, and visualization, abundance and wealth, order and flow. And today, I want to talk to you about this awesome key of intention, concentration, and focus. Now, if we were to be very honest, there are so many people, so many good Holy Ghost-filled people that have trouble with focus, concentration, and don't know how to properly really set an intention. So when we talk about this awesome key of intention, so many other wonderful things are pulled into this. And I know that at some point in the future, I'm going to have to really walk through this in an in-depth way. We're just really starting to scratch the surface here. But when we go into probably our Accelerate 6-month coaching program, we want to deal with these things in depth so that you can really start coming into a mastermind of what it is that you're able to do. When we talk about this wonderful key of intention, it is so, so powerful. So on the surface, on a very basic level, an intention is an objective, it's a goal, but it's starting with the end in mind. And this is something that you should begin to use immediately, every single day in your life. You've got to be conscious enough to know why you're doing what you're doing. What is the outcome? What is the result that you are looking for? Do you know that when we're not conscious and we're not awakened, that we could spend years doing certain activities, participating in programs, communities, and groups, without having a clear intention of what the result is or why you're doing it? And I'm talking about an intention that comes out of the heart space, not out of the mind space. And I know that sometimes we do things because we're just marking time, because again, you're not clear. You don't have a clear picture of who you are and what it is that you're here to do. It is a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing when you really can get to that one thing. That one thing initially, when you first start, it may be confusing to people. It may not make you a lot of money. People may think you're crazy. Your family may be talking about you. But it is amazing when you can get to that one thing that will ultimately fulfill every area of your life. And some of you listening to me today, you're still in a place where you're running from pillar to post. Beloved, we cannot be there in this day and time. I was doing a private session with a client, and we were talking about career choices and opportunities. And they were having a very difficult time getting employment. Very difficult. Although they were skilled, experienced, educated, just having an awful time. Months and months and months of just nothing working. And it was because they could not get clear about what it is they wanted, what the outcome was, what the purpose was. They could not get clear about it. And they was trying to get anything that paid the highest price. And so, you know, and probing and looking into this, I'm asking, well, what do you want to be? Do you want to be in government? Do you want to be in private sector? You want to go a nonprofit? I mean, what is it that you want to? Oh, I was trying to just go where whoever was paying the most money, that's where I was going. We cannot operate on levels like that, beloved. We cannot. You have to be far more intentional. And many people are still not clear about who they are, what they're here to accomplish, and then have faith and belief in that. All right, so let's say you do know, and you have gotten to that one thing that you know you are here to accomplish. I want to encourage you to keep moving and keep going in that direction no matter what, because it's going to pay off after a while. The key, beloved, is to get started. You have to get started. If so many people, they keep stalling at the start. It's like you get everything ready for the thing, but you never really start the thing. This is the year we have to start the thing. We have to leverage the thing. We have to accelerate in the thing. So when we look at this and we talk about the power of intention every single day, when you can get to that heart space, because intention puts you in a heart space, it puts you again in that feeling space that you want to get to, because that feeling space of calm and balance and peace and harmony and non-threatening, that feeling space is where the power to create resides. So when you set an intention every day, everything you go to do, you need to ask yourself, why am I doing this? What is the outcome that I'm hoping for? Some of you are putting up with things, putting up with things, putting up with things. I heard something really profound this morning, in the wee hours of the night, catching up on just a little bit of news from yesterday. And a woman did a post thing. She was going through some abuse with her husband. Some of you all heard the story. But she wrote this post then without naming him. And she started talking about all the things that she was dealing with. And she said, and I stayed. She said, this happened and I stayed. I got pregnant and I stayed. I was insecure and I stayed. I was ashamed. And all of this and I stayed. And I just thought, wow, that was just so profound. It brought me to tears, because so many good people, you're staying in situations and circumstances that's not serving you. It's not a part of who you are, and it is not God's best for you. So when we talk about setting intentions, you want to get to that space to really figure out every day, what is the purpose? Why are you doing it? And sometimes it's good not to make a move until you are clear and know what the intention is of why you're moving forward, regardless of what people think. So when we set this intention and you know, okay, this is where I'm going. I'm getting ready to do this, and I'm doing it because. Then we get to the next layer of what the intention is and to get it moving and operating, and that is to come into concentration and focus. And I know that so many people have trouble and difficulty here. And even in this year of health and wellness and wealth, we are reordering our nutritional intake, because there's so many foods that we are taking in our bodies that's causing mental fog and mental fatigue. And we have to correct that in this season so that we can get to this place of concentration and focus. So let me say this so that we can really understand how to work this. So notice now with each of these, I'm trying to go down into layers of it, because it's not just about intention. Once you have intention, you've got to be able to tap into concentration and focus. And that is really what causes things to move. So now the awesome way that God created us, he created us, and we talk a lot here about the subconscious mind, quantum physics 101, wave particles, because all of that is a part of how faith works, how the supernatural works. God has already set these things in motion. Everything is being upheld by the power of the word that was spoken, that's already been established. God is not just sitting on the throne just waiting to hear you. All the spiritual laws that he have put in the universe, all of these supernatural aids and help that we have, they're already in place. And when we come into divine alignment and when we resonate with the same vibrational frequency, we start creating, we get the right answers. That's what happens when you use faith. That's what happens when you start coming into divine alignment with supernatural laws that have already been in place. God has all this set up. He would be a poor God if he didn't have systems in place. For all my business owners and entrepreneurs on the line, you know that we have to put systems in place in order for things to run and operate smoothly. And God did the same way. And when he did spiritual law or universal law, whatever you want to call it, that's his systems that he put in place. And so when we look at how God created us, now your subconscious mind, remember we talked about this a few weeks ago. We talked about the four states of consciousness, right? Go back and listen to that. But when we talk about the subconscious mind, it's the center of all action, and it's the seat of all memory. You know, the subconscious mind never sleeps. And when you go to sleep, that's when the subconscious start kicking in, doing the awesome job it was created to do. It's called the subconscious, we call it that, to distinguish it from the creative mind, inspiration, intuition, and all those things. We want to separate it from your objective or your reasoning conscious mind, right? But listen, the subconscious mind, I want you to get this, because this is why you don't understand why people who are not as saved as you, not as holy as you, not as godly as you, are still getting results and getting even better results. Now, 30 years ago, anybody that prospered that wasn't saved, we just said the devil was prospering them. But beloved, that is not true. It's because of these divine spiritual laws that are in place that they're going to always work if you work them. And we have people that have not been quote unquote saved or godly that take these spiritual laws and operate in them, and they will work. It's just like rain. Rain will fall on the just as well as the unjust. It's a law. It's a principle. And that is what we've been lacking in our religious upbringing, is that we didn't understand these spiritual laws. We just knew to go to church. We did our best. And I'm not beating us up, because everything serves a purpose. You know my saying, there are no mistakes, only experiences, right? So when we look at how powerful the subconscious mind is, I want you to understand this. The subconscious mind is like a blind servant. It cannot reason. It doesn't judge. The subconscious doesn't do any of that. That's the job of the conscious mind. The job of the subconscious mind is to act on instinct and instruction. And any instruction that you give the subconscious mind, it's going to act accordingly. And when you go to sleep at night, the subconscious mind is busy repairing the body, repairing organs that may be damaged or in danger. And it also, watch this, filters through those thoughts that you allow to come in from your conscious mind, and it goes out into the universe and begin to line your thoughts up with wave particles that are already out there that can be a million different probabilities, and begin to set things in motion to operate and manifest in your life. The subconscious is powerful, but I want you to hear it again. It doesn't reason. It doesn't judge. It's not personal. It's not going to favor you over someone else. That's not its job. The conscious mind may do that. And then we have our creative mind, our God mind, right? So when we look at that and we look at the power of the subconscious mind, whatever thoughts that you allow to pass from your conscious mind, when you awoke in the daytime, when you're awake and you're looking and you're observing and you're running into people and situations and circumstance, and then your perception kicks in and you tell yourself a story about it, you know, like I'm not safe, or, you know, they're against me. And you really believe that when you sleep at night, that thought gets passed to the subconscious mind because you believe it. And then the subconscious mind starts aligning those thoughts with experiences that match that same vibrational frequency. So now, if you can control your thoughts, and this is what we've learned to do, you can control your actions. If you can control your actions, you can control your outcomes. Now look at us as wonderful, wonderful spiritual people. Been in church all our lives, but did not know how to control our thoughts. I'm still running into large groups of people that have never even heard about controlling their thoughts, that they have the power to control what they think about. You don't have to think about the creepy crap. You don't have to think those depressing and defeating thoughts. You can control what you think, and if you control what you think, you're going to see that you can control the actions you take. So this is why in this season, our focus is not on the devil and demons, because we've given too much power over to them. Because you can control your actions. You know, back in the 70s, Flip Wilson, when he was doing that Geraldine character, he would always say, the devil made me do it. The devil don't have as much authority in your life as you think he has. So how do you master your thoughts to create the life that you want? So when we look at this, there's spiritual laws that are in effect, like the law of cause and effect. So you must also understand and recognize that there are spiritual laws, the law of cause and effect, that operates through you. It's called the law of attraction. It's called the law of correspondence, the law of consciousness. They're all the same, but the law is actually a creative force, because when you begin to set an intention and you begin to focus on that intention, you are in creative mode. Remember my saying, wherever attention goes, energy flows. And if energy is flowing there, beloved, you're going to create something. So when we talk about focus, concentration, intention, there is something that is called working in repose. You know, that's that place where you get to where you're so concentrated and so focused on what you're doing that you literally become a channel for God's substance, for the light of God's spirit to start flowing through you. And this power of substance, this energy of God, is constantly and forever flowing through you. Our problem is that we were not awakened to this. We were not aware of this. And so it was just operating randomly. That's why we would hit and miss. And every so often you would pray and you would get focused on what you're believing for, and boom, you would get a manifestation, and we'll say, honey, God did it. God did it. Yes, he did. He did it through these spiritual laws he already set in motion. He did it through the power that is in your rich inner life of the kingdom of God. So let me just close with this and read this to you. So listen, your subconscious mind is always picking up on the thoughts that you believe in. It's picking up a vibration. Once you think a thought and you have a feeling or a reaction about what you're thinking, it creates a vibrational frequency. And this vibrational frequency, let me see how I can explain it. It is your spirit. It's the way you're feeling. It's your emotion when it is at its peak, and everything in your body begins to resonate with what that is that you're thinking and having this emotional feeling. It creates a frequency. It creates an energy or a power that start connecting with other, we call, wave particles that's in the universe. And the more you think it and believe it, it becomes so dense that it manifests in this earth realm. So in this law also is the law of observation. This is how powerful an intention is, that anything you give your focus, attention, and observation to, and you have that feeling and emotion, you're going to create that. So this power is always flowing through you, and it's expressing something that's going to become visible in visible form. Now, this power, I want to say it again, it's impersonal. And when it flows through you, it's going to flow through your new ideas now of I am success, I am wealth, right? I am abundance. We got to protect this new field of consciousness that has awakened in you. You have to protect it from the creepy crap. Because remember, your subconscious mind never, ever sleeps. is always awake, is always listening. And when you allow thoughts to pass through to your subconscious mind, you're going to start creating something. But now we're aware of this. Now we're conscious of it. Now you can get clear. Now you can set an intention. Then you come into what we call working in repose. Get into that space where the power and the creative energy of God is flowing through you in a focused, concentrated manner. You become a channel for the Holy Spirit to begin to work through you and create wonderful works in this earth realm. That's how we're going to affect this planet for hundreds of years to come, maybe even thousands. When you tap into this rich inner life of the kingdom and you understand all this that's available, that is why Jesus the Christ said, greater works shall you do. Greater works shall you do. So the power and the ability to be super beings in this earth realm for you to design, create, and live the life you're meant to live is up to you, beloved. All right, let's take a healing deep breath in. This is another one of those messages you're going to have to go back, take your time, listen to it, because you want to grasp the principle. You want to get something in here that resonates in your spirit so that you can start being a super being in this earth realm. All right, our time is up for today. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. I'm going to try to hit the next 4 tomorrow so we could be done with the 12. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.